Yes, hi, this is Andy Schechter, host of Politically Incorrect Podcast and Eternal Affairs Truth Radio, brought to you by Eternal Affairs Media, every Thursday night. Tonight we have a very special guest. We have Dave with Jesus Style. This is a really cool thing, and I'm going to let him do most of the talking here, because it's just a really cool concept. And well, without further ado, let's give a quick opening. Bear with me one moment, please. Good evening, Dave. Can you tell me about what you've got? It's a really cool thing. And tell me what your thoughts are and who might be most interested in it.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Andy. Hey, so my name is David Morrow, and I'm the founder of the Talking Jesus Doll. So the Talking Jesus Doll, it's a beautiful plush Jesus that talks. When you squeeze his hand, he says one of 10 phrases that Jesus said from the Bible. Let me put him. So from the Lord's Prayer to John 3:16 and everything in between, this doll was made for kids to help them. One, it's tangible, so it helps them generate awareness and acceptance of Jesus, but also remember some of the Bible verses. So it's as crazy as it is, there's nothing like this out there in the market. We made it really, this is our first year. We launched it around Easter of this year. And it's been a hit. You know, we ship these things around the world. They're on four continents, thousands of families. We have hundreds of five-star reviews. And it's something that people have been clamoring for with all the wokeness of all the, you know, all the woke toys and cartoons and TVs and movies. This is something that's really kind of the antidote to all that, because, you know, you can't go anywhere without having your kids somehow groomed in some way with the culture and what's going on. So we made this doll. We made it to really put Christ in the middle of your family and make that a priority. And this doll does that. And and that's what we do. We made that, we made it, and we've been, like I said, operating the balance of the year.
That's pretty cool. Years ago, I remember something almost similar, but not quite. That's a really nice, the way it's made is really nice, but I remember something similar way back when. It was a pretty big hit many years ago when I was a youngster, actually. And it had one of those little pull strings on it that said things. It's pretty cool. I had, you know, got some kind of verses. Now, the question I have for you right now is, where do you market this, and how can people get it? I guess it's the big question.
Yeah, so anybody can go to JesusDoll.com. It's just JesusDoll.com, and that's where we are. So it's one place you can find it. And you guys have a there's a discount for your listeners, right?
That's right. You use the code for Eternal. Just the word Eternal gets you a discount. That is correct. We do appreciate that, by the way, and our listeners, I'm sure, do as well.
Yeah, and you're because of you guys and the support you give us, we're giving your listeners 10% off. So use the coupon code Eternal. Listeners get 10% off, and it supports your show. So it's a win-win-win.
Fantastic. And that was JesusStyle.com. Now, I was thinking while we were coming on, I thought a great idea for that too might be even to have it in the adult classes. Like I do, I'm a minister. I didn't mention that in their intro, but I have my own church, actually. And I always look for something unique, and I thought it'd be pretty cool to present that. Now, that person that gets that can actually give that to, you know, someone that's one, their family or a friend or relative as well. So I think it'd be a pretty good giveaway for people that are involved in the mission and want to get the word out for Jesus.
Well, I think one of the things that's been interesting to us is it's actually been quite amazing is when we read the reviews of customers who, you know, they get the doll, they love it, they write reviews. It's, you know, surprising that it's not always going to kids, right? It's not always going to, you know, and most of the time the dolls are, you know, given to grandkids or children, but we have a lot of parents buying them or adults buying them for their parents. They're ending up in hospitals, you know, kind of as people recover. There's special needs people that, you know, that find it comforting. And it's very simple, right? It's a simple operation. You push the button on his hand and the Jesus doll says the Bible verses. So like it's easy for anybody to do. Even, you know, old people can use it. It's, you know, you don't have to be a technological genius to use it. And it's simple and it is fun. Like everybody loves to push the button to make them talk. parents love it because, you know, or kids love it because, you know, making adult talk is awesome. Parents love it because their kids are learning Bible verses. But yeah, the breadth of user that we've had, it's kind of surprised us. We did not really expect that. But hey, you know, it's every day is a new day, and people, you know, people want this doll for a bunch of reasons. We're okay with that.
Yeah, and for my listeners, you know, there's another great idea. As a minister, I think it would be great. I'm going to actually look into it. I'm probably buying some of your dolls myself, because I think it would be great to take out, like, on Easter, Christmas too, but it's a little late for Christmas now, but Easter, for instance, and go around to, like, the nursing homes, and a lot of the older people, that they love those things. They really do like things like that, that would, especially with the verses in it, the Bible verses. How many verses are in there, just out of curiosity?
There's 10.
Okay.
So it's got the Lord's Prayer, John 3:16. But what you just said is awesome. Shut-ins sit there all day with nobody around them. Like, this is an easy way to kind of have some audio stimulation and again, hear the things that they know. They may be blind, or they may be infirmed, but those Bible verses, you know, keep people going. And it's a sense of relief and comfort. So that's a great idea.
Yeah, and yeah, you know, I was thinking too, like, you know, the Salvation Army does a lot of things. They bring people in and feed them and give them meals, and they always throw something in the basket for the kids. I think that'd be a great idea too. So I've got a lot of thoughts. You might be doing a lot of business through me after all of this.
Hey, that's okay.
It is great discussion, because I think it's wonderful. I mean, I am so blessed to be able to be part of this mission and be part of this great ministry that we have in Eternal Affairs Media. I thank the opportunity and be able to get in touch with people like yourself that are just so wonderful. What gave you the idea for this to begin in general?
Great question. So I've got three kids. I've got three girls, and we had moved recently, and in moving, you know, when you move, you take inventory of everything that you have, and we realized that we had accumulated hundreds of stuffed animals, because that was my kid's favorite toy. Every kid loves stuffed animals. We had hundreds of them. And while many of them had, you know, spiritual value, or even some had educational value, while some had sentimental value and educational value, none had spiritual value, right? So, you know, it's one of these things where you're taking a step back and you're looking at your life as accumulated by a bunch of toys, and you're thinking, this is a really big missed opportunity that we had. And so I'm just a guy, I'm just a parent. And, you know, I'm trying to raise my kids, you know, with Jesus and with the Lord. And I just thought that, hey, you know, this is a great big missed opportunity. Why don't I go out and try to buy and give my kids, you know, Jesus to all that talks. And I went out there, you know, on Amazon, and you type it in, you think you're going to find it. Well, it didn't exist. And so, again, it was kind of surprising to me. I started looking around and realized that, it was something that didn't exist. And just to me, it was mind boggling. So, you know, I saw it, you know, it's kind of the opportunity for me to, you know, to get this, make this for, you know, for my family, but also for the other people like me who are just out there trying to push back against the wokeness and the devolution of the culture, right? And try to, you know, build a strong home internally inside your own house and the way that you want to. And so, that's really where it came from. Just kind of a realization that this didn't exist, and that we had spent a lot of money, and more importantly, a lot of time, collecting toys that were just kind of, you know, just toys, just things. Right. So this is just a way to have some value in the things that you offer. It also shows your kids, and it shows the people that you give it to, what's important to you.
So I'm going to ask you, it's a really great idea. Have you ever thought about adding, you know, a lot of these, think of other dolls, like you said, other typical dolls that you see out there. A lot of them come with like a book that goes with it. Did you ever think about maybe a coloring book or something to go along with the doll, you know, something about that doll? Did you ever think of something along those lines down the road maybe?
Yeah, no, I mean, we're actually working on that. We're actually working on trying to create the definitive book for kids, Who is Jesus, or something like that. You know, we sell a lot of them. We think we have the right idea. It's really hard to do, you know, like creating a doll is hard to do, and creating a book for kids is really hard to do. And so, hey, Andy, I'd love your help. Anything that you can offer to help, that'd be great. But we're trying to We're going to try to build out not a bunch of characters, right? We're not going to go do a bunch of characters from the Bible. We're going to do things to supplement the core messages of the Bible. And that's what our plan is. So a book is in our scope. We'd love to have that out by Easter. We hope we can. And there's some other things, you know, in this area that we have in mind. But yeah, that's a great idea. We think we've got, you know, a platform is such a ridiculous word, but we think we've got a way to help parents, you know, do more than just a doll. Right. So we're looking at all angles. So any help you can offer, I know you're an expert in the field. We definitely appreciate it.
Yeah, that's cool. That's really cool. I'm also a writer, by the way. I'm not an illustrator. Now, I know illustrators, though, but I think it would be cool to use that doll as the animated, I don't want to call it animated, the cartoonish character, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely.
With the doll, because you have that market, that you have that brand now. And I think that if you put all that brand together with that same doll, and maybe, you know, fit all that, I think it'd be really cool.
Yeah, great minds think alike.
So I'm looking forward to see what you have. I don't know if you have my contact info, but I can give it to you after if you like. I can email you something if you like. But I think we can definitely work together, and you know, we can promote it on the podcast too, obviously, and try to get you some business. But I think you have a really great idea just going on. It's wonderful. What else would you like to put forth to the listening public? You have their ears now. You have all their ears. What can you tell them? What can we do for you?
Yeah, so you know, again, it kind of goes back to when I think about, you know, this product and kind of where it came from. It really came from a place for, you know, for me that was, you know, kind of goes back before the doll. You know, my journey started as a guy that, you know, in a period of my life was, you know, I became, you know, closer with God. You know, I began to really kind of, you know, take the download, take the transmission, really began to come closer, and it really put him first in my life. And you know, that resulted in, you know, selling a house that, you know, we thought we were going to live in forever, and downsizing, and instead of working for the man and trying to start working for the man. So, you know, trying to, is a change of life circumstances, you know, years ago, which, you know, led me to starting a seed company, believe it or not. You know, it was a seed company where we would try to help people, you know, give them the way to produce their own food. People who were hungry, in this case, the cheapest way to, you know, to grow food is through seed. And so we created a business around that, a grow one, give one model, kind of like the Tom Shoes thing. And you know, we did that up until COVID happened. And that kind of, you know, supply chains took us for a, you know, they kind of killed us. And so that kind of put the damper on that. And really this is this kind of came into my mind, you know, throughout that period, and just always kind of thinking, hey, you know, God, direct me put me in the direction you want me to go. And this is an idea I had for a long time. But it just began to kind of weigh on me and make more sense. And then I started, you know, to design it, and then kind of, it all started to come together. And, you know, the key for me personally has just been trying to listen and follow God's lead. And, you know, it's really hard to do, but I'm trying to do that every day. And that's, you know, that's how we've gotten here. You know, the response has been amazing too. You know, again, you know, asking God to direct me and kind of use me as his servant. You know, we have the doll now, and he's, you know, he's prospering the business. You know, we were on Newsmax in April, which was a huge jump start to our business. We hit the Easter time frame. We were on, you know, their, you know, national morning show, and that was awesome. And you know, we were on some other national news programs, you know, throughout the year. And then just recently we were on Fox News a couple of weeks ago on their morning show, and that was outstanding, right? So, you know, it showed more people kind of what we were doing. It allowed, you know, parents to go, you know, again, do the same thing that I did when I started this product, to go get this for their kids. And we're putting Jesus in more kids' hands. And so, you know, our job is the Great Commission, to share Jesus to all nations. And that's what we're going to do here. We're going to make this doll go everywhere. We're going to introduce kids. We're going to help, hopefully make them stronger earlier in their faith and their Christianity, introduction, awareness, acceptance. And then and hopefully we can breed a new generation of kids that, you know, that's stronger, that's more, it's more aware of their of their surroundings, and two, they have the armor of God on them by knowing God's truths, by knowing Jesus, by knowing that, you know, what's real and what's not real, what's part of God's creation and what's ridiculous and what's not. So, you know, that's kind of the hope, is that we can play a small role in that process. And again, I'm just trying to, you know, look toward God to have him point me, lead me, and direct me, and in my family, and hopefully, you know, and that'll take us where it takes us. So that's really where it began, and that's where we hope it goes.
That's absolutely fantastic, David. I apologize. I think I called you Dave in the beginning. You did say Dave.
It's okay.
I do apologize. I hope the Lord
forgives. My friends call me Dave, so that's all right.
Okay. But yeah, no, it's been absolutely wonderful. Did you have any final or closing thoughts? We have about 5 minutes, and we want to say a prayer at the end. Do you have any closing thoughts?
Yeah. Yeah, really, it's, you know, parent, again, yeah, kind of my, our message for parents is, you know, parents know this. Parents know that they've got to raise their kids. You can't just, again, my kids are a little bit, they're a little bit older now, so I'm kind of out of that really young stage. But it's still hard. Like, you know, you can tell your kids one thing, but, you know, being attentive to what they're watching and paying attention to is really important more than ever now, because, you know, it's not like when I was a kid, and certainly when you were a kid, you know, your parents could let you run around in the neighborhood or watch whatever's on TV. It wasn't a problem. There's nothing to worry about. And it just wasn't even a thought that anybody had to put forth. Now, with all the social media and with, you know, YouTube and even the stuff that's on network TV now and cable TV, like, you're not safe. Your kid is not safe. There is, you know, there's demonic forces coming after them in their tunes and their TV and in their movies and in their toys. And so everything's got to be examined. You have to examine, you know, parents have to examine everything that they give their kids and really be aware of what it, you know, not what they think it is or what they want it to be, what it actually is. I mean, look at Disney. Disney went from, you know, this sacred, you know, family, you know, organization that we believed a year ago or a couple of years ago. And now we know that they can't be trusted. You know, you look at all, you know, all the toys and TV shows, like, you know, everybody's got some kind of agenda they're trying to shove down your kid's throat, and you don't want it. So, you know, our kind of guidance for parents is to be proactive, be attentive, and, you know, really, you know, and not assume anything's going to be the way it was before. You know, things are changing really fast. These media companies are acquiring, you know, brands and companies left and right. And what was one, like Disney, what was one thing yesterday may not be the same tomorrow. So you have to always be reevaluating the things that you're putting in front of your kids. And just, you know, being proactive is really hard to do, but that's where we are now. So, yeah, that's the advice we give. You know, teach your kids about Jesus, give them the talking Jesus doll, and try to put that as much as that in front of your kids as you can, because, you know, with all the problems that we have in this world right now, that's the only solution. That's the only answer. Jesus is the only answer. He's the only savior. He's the only thing that's going to get us. You know, pushing him aside got us into this, and only bringing him in to the culture will get us out of this. So that's where it begins, and it begins at home. And that's just the responsibility of parents now. It is what it is. And you know, we hope we can play a role in that journey for you and your kid.
And yeah, that's really, really good information. And I'm glad you brought up about this, you know, especially Disney. Disney used to be the kids' channel. It used to have, I mean, look at some of the old Disney actually had religious overtones to it, and it helped kids mm-hmm. to learn about that. Now it's completely the opposite. When I was coming, getting ready to come on and talk to you, I had some thoughts going in my head. Now I'm not a child psychologist or anything, but I had 5 kids, so I think I understand kids. Plus, I remember when I was a youngster, and a lot of people say, "Well, what are you going to do with, you know, like this toy? What age group is it for?" And you know, it looks like something that could be given to a young child, and doesn't look like it's got loose parts. Am I correct in that?
Yeah, that's right.
So my thoughts now, I relate a story. This is for my listeners and for you as well. But when I was a young kid, I had a friend. I had a little talking friend. It was really crazy. It was like I made my hand go like a person. You know, but he would talk to me and I'd talk to him. And one day my mom says, what's your friend's name? I said, Dexter. I didn't realize till years later that it was my dad who worked in mechanics, and he worked in construction, You know, he did a lot of construction type work, and he used Dexter locks. And I always heard the word Dexter. I didn't even remember that. I was must have been a year old or 2 years old. And in years, and for years, I had this imaginary friend, Dexter. So what I'm suggesting to parents, and I'm sure you'll suggest the same thing, is with this style, even if they don't understand the words, if they're a year old or 2 years, they will stick in their head, and that will mold that child. That's where it all starts. A lot of parents start too late with that training. They take them to church when they're 5, 6 years old. It's too late. It's done. This is the perfect tool for a young child to learn about Jesus, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, you're right. And our slogan, I mean, our catchphrase is, teach your kids before the world does.
Right.
It's a race now. So earlier the better. So you're 100% right on the money.
Absolutely. And David, always welcome to have you on, or maybe closer to Easter, if you want to come back on again, we can have another show and come up with some ideas. Maybe you've got that book out or some new products. Just let us know. We'll be glad.
I'd love to. That's outstanding. Thank you.
That'd be absolutely wonderful. Always, always welcome back. I'd like to say a prayer if you have a moment and you want to just pray for a moment. Heavenly Father, we pray. We pray for our country, our nation, and our children. We pray for this wonderful person that has come forth with this great idea to promote your gloriousness in heaven to children, to the youngest of our individuals. May every child in this country learn about Jesus, and may David have and his business and have a great success, not just in sales and marketing, but in getting into the heads of these young children who are being abused by the satanic forces that are out in this nation. May we change our nation and turn it around. Pray these things in your glorious heavenly name, O Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. And David, there's nothing further. One more time, JesusStyle.com, right?
JesusStyle.com, promo code ETERNAL. Save 10%.
Fantastic. We'll be in touch. You have a great evening. And thanks again for taking the time to come on Eternal Affairs Media.
Thanks, Andy.
Okay. Good night. Have a good one.